Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Leeds, brought to you by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details and authorized Subaru retailers can be found when you visit subaruofnewengland.com.
This Marchand slew foot suspension is insane.
It is?
I don't get it. I mean, here's Cassidy, before the suspension came down, properly expecting what would he expected based on league standards to be a fine of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was nothing called in the game. I mean, they do revisit certain incidents. I think the precedent, for the most part, this year has been a fine if they feel that's deserving of it. So I guess we'll see what happens there. I thought it was two guys tangled, you know, were battling for a puck. Got tangled up. I mean, they'll have to decide. You see a lot of those in the game. They're typically along the boards more often than maybe in the open ice, but I've seen a lot of it this year.
Somebody in the league office has it out for Brad because Cassidy describes it perfectly. It's two guys battling for a puck.
Did you watch it?
Yes. I watched it on replay a million times.
I love the guy. Mm-hmm. This is his second suspension when it comes to slew footing. He's been suspended six times. He's played 680 games or something like that. He's been suspended six times. I love the guy. I want to be a honk like you, but this is not going to be a popular opinion thing to say, but it's a pretty dangerous play.
Was dangerous?
Yes.
Didn't it look like he was just trying to get his balance?
Yes.
The way that he lifted up his foot seemed like he was like...
He hits the dude upper body and then puts his foot under him to bring him down on his head.
His leg comes up because he's reeling back at the collision.
All right. I'm sorry. I appreciate the fact that you want to ingratiate yourself with Bruins fans. I'm sorry. I feel like it's a deserved suspension.
Wow.
The issue that I have is, what do you do with Jake DeBrusk? Because now you need Jake DeBrusk. Is he going to even play? Is he that miserable?
Why would you play this guy? He doesn't want to be a part of the team.
That's
embarrassing.
Marsh is out now for three games. You need him.
That's why this is such a big deal. This cripples them. They can't win without him, which is an indictment of their team. But I wouldn't play DeBrusk either. Rather lose without him.
All right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Yesterday was a great day in Major League Baseball for fans of baseball teams that invest in the performance on the field. Yesterday, the Red Sox announced $900 million acquisition of the Bruins' rival Penguins, in which Tom Warner said he was particularly excited to welcome Mario Lemieux to his team. He added, we may consider hiring Ulf Samuelson in charge of PR. Now, yesterday, a good friend, John Tomasi, wrote a column for NBC Sports Boston where it felt directly at me. He wrote, two words for anyone who wants to charge John Henry with reckless abandonment because he just agreed to buy the Pittsburgh Penguins. Grow up.
Oh.
What I would say to John Tomasi is pretty simple. Fans, by nature, are not grown up. We relate to our childhood when we invest into sports teams because the investment is idiotic. You're spending $20 for a beer, $50 to park, and it's probably going to rain. But you do it because you love the team, and it's something that you care deeply about. It's part of your civic pride. It's our parochial nature to root for the hometown teams. This ownership group not only did this yesterday and didn't invest anything, when Ken tweeted, what bad optics? It's not bad optics. They don't care about you. That's the point. They're indifferent to any of our thoughts. So please invest your hard-earned disposable income onto our product in our stadium and go to Fort Myers and get a tour of JetBlue Park and whatever nonsensical selling bricks this idiotic ownership group wants to do. But the fact is they don't care about us. They're not. They view us as no different than the soybeans and the, you know, the futures that John Henry bet against in his hedge fund business.
Wow.
All of this is disgusting. I want these things, just the four teams in Boston. I have just one thing. I want you to own the team and be invested and be local in your ownership group. That's what I want. Be Bob Kraft. If Bob Kraft could buy the other three teams, I would be ecstatic. But the fact is they don't care about you. So when they come back to you saying, Fenway, friendly Fenway, come here today and let's all be Boston strong. They're Pittsburgh strong. They're Liverpool strong. They don't care about you.
Curtis, thank you. Great. Now I have to have soybeans for lunch. Courtney, good morning.
Tofu.
Good morning. Another day, another Browns player's father speaking out against Baker Mayfield. This time it's Kareem Hunt Sr. who took to Facebook to talk about the fact that Baker Mayfield was limping. He's scared to throw the ball. He goes on and on about how he's injured and everybody knows it. At one point, we have to discuss if it's Baker Mayfield that maybe players don't like or if this is just dad's going wild, because we had Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad who talked about how he was never getting him the ball.
Right.
And I think that's on a different level than what Kareem Hunt Sr. is saying. Kareem Hunt Sr. is basically saying, like, he looks hurt. He's scared to throw the ball, whatever. He's not making it about his son. He's just talking about the quarterback. Mm-hmm. But to me, this makes me think that the players don't like Baker. I think it has more to do with Baker now than I think it has to do with the players whose dads are speaking out. I don't think they should be speaking out, whether they like Baker or not. But at some point, we have to say, all right, one person speaks out, that's weird. Two people speak out, weirder. Yeah. And if it gets to three, then we know that something's up in Cleveland.
I mean, but at what age should you not be speaking for your adult son? At this point in the country, is it 22, 25?
Well, like, you should. If your son's in the NFL, you shouldn't be speaking out for him anyways.
Right.
Whether it's Kareem Hunt's dad, Odell Beckham, Cam Newton,
Tom Brady.
Who else is out there speaking out for their kids? Like, you shouldn't. He's in the NFL. Clearly, he's bringing up Baker Mayfield because he has an issue because his son is probably saying, oh, Baker won't throw me the football. And then he's using that as well. He's limping around. That's why he's not throwing a football. Get another quarterback in there that will throw my son the football. That's all it becomes to.
Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. You're all going to love my lead. First off,
how's your hip, by the way?
My hip is getting better.
Okay.
Road to recovery.
All right,
okay. Great. And this actually ties into my lead. First off, Ken missed this in trending, so I got to make sure I get it. RIP to Lee Alder, the first
Elder,
the first black golfer to play the Masters.
Absolutely. Respect your elders.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Right, the first.
Yes.
He passed away at 87 years old back in 1975. Wow, imagine that.
Yep.
Wasn't that long ago. But this is where my lead really goes. We had this discussion yesterday, Curtis and I. Tiger Woods will be back.
Mm-mm.
He will win another major.
No.
Can I say?
You just stole my lead, but go ahead.
I stole your lead?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Here's why he will win another one. I don't know if you were going to.
You sniped my lead.
Well, I don't know if I
sniped. You're a lead sniper.
Well, I'm a lead sniper.
All right, go
Maybe
ahead.
It's just a good lead.
He's going to win another major?
Yes, and the reason why he is modeling himself after the guy Ben Hogan. So I started to go into this weird world of golf after having this conversation.
You
with
always want to talk about Hogan.
Yeah, well, that's his name, Ben Hogan. Now, Ben Hogan, back in 1949, had a horrific car accident. Was that part of your lead?
No.
Okay. And went on to win six majors after that accident. Now, he limited himself on how many, you know, I guess, tournaments he played. Mm-hmm. So he cut back on the tournaments. And Tiger Woods said this on Golf Digest that I think something that is realistic is.
We have the audio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you
want to play? Yeah, we can play Tiger's audio. This is Tiger with Golf Digest.
I can still maybe, if my leg gets good enough, maybe kick off a tournament here or there. But as far as climbing the mountain, get all the way to the top, I don't think that's a realistic expectation of me. But I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day, never full-time ever again. Pick and choose, just like what Mr. Hogan did. You pick and choose a few events a year, and you play around that. You practice around it and try and gear yourself up for that, and you play it. I think that's kind of how I'm going to have to play it from now on. It's an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality. And I understand it, and I accept it.
So,
my lead would have been that, sadly, we have seen the best of Tiger Woods, and his career is over. He goes on to say in that interview that he almost lost his leg.
Yes.
It was 50-50 about whether he was going to get to keep his leg or not. Mm. And so I would like to pay homage to an absolutely amazing career. You look at some of his stats, and whether it's the fact that he's tied for the most wins on tour ever at 82, has won 18 majors. Only Jack Nicklaus has won two more majors. He has a PGA Tour record for consecutive cuts made at 142. The guy is has had an extraordinary career. But I think what he is trying to tell you, because it's very difficult for guys to say this, is that he is done, and he's he says he cannot get to the mountaintop again.
Right.
That says to me that he's not does not believe that he can win a tour again.
Then clearly,
tour event again.
Yeah, our hearing is different, because he then goes on to reference Ben Hogan. So then I looked some of this information about Ben Hogan. Won his first major 16 months after his horrific accident where he almost lost his life.
Yes.
And that was 1949. 9 years younger than Tiger Woods, but Tiger Woods, 2021, almost 2022, the technology that they have today versus when Ben Hogan was playing is light years ahead of that.
And I could have kept my lead, too, because my lead was more towards what Wiggy's saying. I don't think his career is over, and I think it comes down to one specific thing they did during the interview, which I thought was really interesting, and that's if you watch it.
What, not ask him anything about how the car accident happened?
Nope, that's not what I was going to go with. The fact that they start the interview and he's not sitting there, and then they have it, so you watch him walk
to the interview.
He looks great.
Right.
The guy looks great. You don't set up an interview like that and keep in the part where he walks into the room.
He almost lost his leg.
But he didn't.
Here's where you're missing the point. When you do an interview and then you reference somebody, and that's the key that I think both of you guys are missing. He references just like Ben Hogan did. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what Ben Hogan did after the accident, Tiger Woods is saying, can I play as many tournaments? No. But then if you look at Ben Hogan's career afterwards, he went on to win six majors. And I guess that's pretty good in golf,
yeah,
right?
I think something that is realistic is playing the tour one day. That doesn't mean I'm retiring. Retiring is I'm going to go hit the golf ball around with my son to get him ready to be a great golfer.
Listen, Tiger wins another major.
I hope he wins another major. That is your prediction.
Dunsky. Okay.
Right. The reason why is because he's going after Ben Hogan.
I don't understand
Ben Hogan. I really don't understand. He played in like the 40s.
Right. So, but he's using Ben Hogan as his inspiration.
Tiger or Mac? Who would you take?
I hope with every fiber of my being that happens. But I think that, unfortunately, Tiger Woods, his career, his epic career in which he changed golf.
Right.
I mean, he absolutely changed. I watched the movie on the Williams sisters, King Richard, last night. Pretty good movie, actually. Not a huge Will Smith fan, but he does a pretty good job. They changed tennis when it came to fans, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Brought a whole different group of fans into that sport.
Right.
Tiger did the exact same thing for golf. And not only was he arguably the best player ever to play.
Right.
But he also changed the game. And so I hope that happens. I feel like yesterday was Tiger Woods saying, I'm not going to be able to be anywhere near what I was, nor will I get to the mountain again. He said those exact words.
So then why would he reference how Ben Hogan did it?
I don't know. Because
I don't know why you're getting upset. People use people for inspiration. You, Curtis.
I think Jack Nicholson's going to win the Masters
this year. Curtis, you just said that.
Or Nicholas. What the hell is wrong with you?
You just said that Russell Wilson used Brady as his inspiration.
Jack Nicholson.
So he wants to play into his mid-40s or early 40s.
I honestly do not believe that he could use Louis Zamperini as his icon and guy he's following. He will never win another golf tournament. He almost died. Thank God he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's alive and well for his kids and his family. He can still swing the golf club.
Right.
But it required a perfect storm for the 2019 Masters. He was at the top of his game. The other guys, like Kepka, were not playing as well as they are now, and he won the Masters. It was an all-time great moment. Tiger is one of my favorite athletes
of all
time.
Not that it matters. I think that was 2018. But
all these years are all going together.
Yes.
COVID.
But you're right. You're absolutely right, Chris. All right. You're 100% right.
He'll win another one.
Those are today's leads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.